Get your bones on. Get your Bobby Bones on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I picture 17-year-old kid. 17 to 19, dark hair, skinny, sitting in the passenger seat of a car, and he has gauze all in his mouth because he just finished the dentist. And so, you know, we had heard David after dentist. This is a really famous clip from back in the day.
I can't see.
So again, this kid's like 19, not that kid. This kid's like 19, and he's so upset that Beyonce isn't there because she said after surgery she was going to be there.
What are you? I don't see you.
Got like a million views.
Awesome.
Where's Beyonce? Listen, I have my jaw broken because my wisdom tooth had grown into it. And so they busted my jaw, took the tooth out. And I was whacked out too. I don't remember any of this.
Hello. I just got put in the waiting room. I can't feel my face. I didn't even know where I was for a while. But apparently...
Hey.
Apparently everything... Okay, I'm plugged up to the machine right here. They stuck needles in me.
And can you even hear what I'm saying? They stuck needles in me? And then I start to worry about how they got my clothes on and off.
They redressed me. I had no idea. I wonder how my clothes went right on. Apparently they put my clothes right on for me.
Dude, I was whacked out. I don't remember any of that. I barely remember going into a Jamba Juice and putting my head down and blood just coming out of my mouth all over the floor.
Oh.
Yeah, I was so out of it. My ex-girlfriend had helped me do everything. Use the bathroom, feed me for like a week. It was awful. Oh. All right, we're coming back. The news in a second. Ray from the Little Glass Room will give us the three biggest news stories. And this might be the easiest how to lose weight story ever. Like, it's safe.
Okay.
They put it, really, it's a good one. And I thought, you know what? I think they're on to something here with this. It's nothing crazy like eat one pea a month. So I got that coming up too, all right? It's the Bobby Bones Show. Back in a second.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
When fall allergies strike.
12/31/14.
This is good, right? It's the Bobby Bones Show on Big Eye 107.9.
All right, news time, where Ray brings us the three big stories.
Ray's Big Three Stories.
Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
All right, bud, what do you have?
In Ebola update, Americans could start to have increased screening at airports because of the Ebola crisis, and they're strongly considering giving every passenger arriving from Liberia a medical checkup.
You know, I know it costs a lot of money, but why don't we give every passenger in America one of those masks anyway? I'd totally be into that. Take the money that airlines are wasting on vomit bags, and let's just give everyone one of those masks. Although I did see a woman in a mask this weekend. We were flying from St. Louis back to Nashville, and she had on a mask, and I thought, Ebola.
Yeah, you think she's sick already.
Yeah, I think she's got something. I'm thankful that she's wearing a mask, but it is quite scary. Yes, next up, Ray.
The missing Malaysian Airlines flight could be found this week. They're bringing in heavy-duty equipment to try and find it once and for all. It disappeared over 6 months ago.
I wonder why they would put this out there to say it may be found. You would think they would bring in the equipment, then if they found it, hey, here's the story, we found it, not it may be found.
And, well, where was this heavy-duty equipment 6 months ago?
I don't know what you mean. They just invented it, I guess. Again, I don't know. Next up, Ray.
Yeah, in college football this weekend, it was crazy. 11 teams in the top 25 lost, including 5 in the top 8. That's the first time in the history of college football that's happened. Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, and Oregon, UCLA, they all went down.
They had on ESPN a playoff bracket, and this will be quick for you sports fans. This year is the first time they're ever doing a playoff where the top 4 teams are going to a playoff. 1, 2, 3, 4 that would have been in the playoff, if it would have started today, all lost. It's crazy. I didn't even get to experience any of it. Arkansas didn't play, so I was checked out. I'm still kind of hurting from last week until we were on the road. So watch some, but it was a crazy sports weekend for sure. Patriots was a big win last night, too. All right, Brett Eldridge now.